Welcome back to the Community Corner podcast, where we explore S500 companies through the lens of behavioral finance. I'm Arnav.
And I'm Nikhil. Today, we're focusing on ONEOK, a major player in the natural gas and natural gas liquids industry. ONEOK operates a vast network of pipelines and storage facilities serving a critical role in energy infrastructure. We'll dive into how behavioral finance influences their business strategies, DEI initiatives, market adaptation, and how they compare to other companies in the energy sector. Let's get started.
ONEOK operates in a complex and dynamic industry. From a behavioral finance perspective, how do biases like overoptimism and risk aversion affect their decision-making, especially in areas like infrastructure investment and market expansion?
Overoptimism bias can influence ONEOK's investment decisions. Overoptimism refers to the tendency to overestimate the likelihood of positive outcomes and underestimate potential risks. For ONEOK, this might mean pursuing large-scale infrastructure projects or market expansions based on overly optimistic projections of future demand for natural gas and liquids. This could lead to investment in projects that may not yield the anticipated returns or face unforeseen challenges. Risk aversion, on the other hand, involves a preference for avoiding losses rather than acquiring equivalent gains. This bias might lead ONEOK to be cautious in their investment strategies, avoiding high-risk projects or ventures even if they have the potential for high returns. This cautious approach can impact their ability to capitalize on new opportunities or adapt to rapidly changing market conditions.
Managing these biases helps ONEOK make more balanced decisions about infrastructure investments and market expansion, ensuring they remain competitive and financially sound.
Exactly. By addressing overoptimism and risk aversion, ONEOK can make more informed decisions about their investments and strategies, optimizing their performance and growth potential.
Let's discuss diversity, equity, and inclusion day at ONEOK. How do DEI initiatives intersect with behavioral finance for a company in the energy sector?
DEI is crucial for ONEOK in fostering a diverse and inclusive workforce, which can drive innovation and enhance overall performance. From a behavioral finance perspective, DEI initiatives can improve the company's reputation and attractiveness to investors who value corporate social responsibility. A strong commitment to DEI can lead to a more engaged and productive workforce, as diverse perspectives contribute to better decision-making and problem-solving. For investors, DEI efforts signal that ONEOK is focused on ethical practices and long-term sustainability, positively impacting their market perception and investment appeal.
Investors increasingly consider DEI when evaluating companies, recognizing that a diverse and inclusive workforce can lead to better business outcomes and improved company performance.
Precisely. By integrating DEI into their corporate strategies, ONEOK not only strengthens its internal operations but also enhances its market position and appeal to socially conscious investors.
Moving on to market adaptation, ONEOK operates in the energy sector with fluctuating demand and regulatory changes. How does the company adapt to these changes, and what role does behavioral finance play in this process?
ONEOK adapts by closely monitoring market trends, regulatory developments, and technological advancements. Behavioral finance helps them understand market sentiment and make strategic adjustments. For example, if there are shifts in regulatory policies or changes in consumer preferences for cleaner energy sources, ONEOK might adjust its infrastructure investments or explore new technologies. By leveraging insights from behavioral finance, they can anticipate market changes and respond proactively to maintain their competitive edge and ensure long-term success.
ONEOK's ability to adapt to regulatory changes and market conditions is crucial for maintaining its position in the energy sector and ensuring continued growth.
Exactly. By applying insights from behavioral finance, ONEOK can navigate market fluctuations and regulatory changes, optimizing their strategies for long-term success.
Now, let's compare ONOC to other energy sector companies like Kinder Morgan, EnLink Midstream, and Williams companies. How do the behavioral finance dynamics differ?
Each energy company has distinct behavioral finance dynamics. ONOC is known for its extensive pipeline network and infrastructure investments. Kinder Morgan focuses on its diversified energy infrastructure and large-scale projects. EnLink Midstream emphasizes its integrated midstream services and strategic partnerships, while Williams Companies highlights its expertise in natural gas processing and transportation.
Understanding these dynamics helps investors evaluate the relative strengths and strategies of each energy company and how behavioral finance influences their market positioning.
Exactly. By comparing these companies, investors can assess which providers' strategies align with their investment goals and how behavioral finance impacts their performance and market approach.
To sum up, ONOC's approach is influenced by behavioral finance principles, whether it's through investment strategies, DEI efforts, or market adaptation. These factors play a crucial role in shaping their market position and investor perception.
That's right. Understanding these dynamics provides valuable insights into what drives ONOC's performance and where potential opportunities and challenges lie.
Thanks for joining us on this episode of the Community Corner podcast. Until next time, I'm Arnav.
And I'm Nikhil. Stay curious and keep questioning the narratives.